This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Consumers are more and more interested in seeing where and how their food is being grown. Alan Robinette, fifth-generation farmer, sees this as a market opportunity and offers the public a farm, apple house, and winery.
There's been a lot of development around us, and so I'm seeing new customers all the time, and for most farmers, that's a problem. But for us, that means there's more customers to come and visit the farm. So I see it as an opportunity rather than a problem. Looking to the future is a way to use all these high-density housing developments that come, you know, give them something to come and see.
Since 1973, the Robinettes have provided generations removed from the farm an opportunity to connect back to agriculture.
I can see people, you know, they came with their parents, and now they're coming with their own children. And so that's something I've seen that's been huge for us, is, you know, being a part of this tradition for West Michigan families.
As one of only two farms remaining in their township, the attraction has been popular to many local residents.
People want to get out and be on the farm. And with such a large suburban population nearby, we've been able to provide that so close to them. They don't have to drive 2 hours to be on a farm or to pick apples on a farm.
Learn more about the Robinettes Apple House, Winery, and Farm at robinettes.com. Thanks for tuning in to your Farm of the Future report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.